Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today for this virtual town hall. My name's Chris Hayashi. I'm the Executive Director of the Transgender Law Center. We are the largest organization in the country advancing the rights of trans and gender nonconforming people through litigation, policy advocacy, public education, and movement building. We are hosting this in partnership with GSA Network.
Hi, I'm Jenna Brailsford. I'm the co-executive director for GSA Network, and we are a national next generation LGBTQ racial and gender justice organization based in Oakland, California.
So we have three main goals for this town hall today. The first is to be able to provide concrete information to people about to be able to provide concrete information to people about what the Trump administration did yesterday and what that means for our communities. The second is we want to really uplift the voices and leadership of trans and gender nonconforming youth all across this country who have already been fighting for their rights and advancing strategies to combat violence and share some of those strategies and resources throughout the country and in different regions. And then last, we really wanted to create a space for us as transgender people, as gender nonconforming people, as young folks, as parents, as allies to come together in this moment. So also before I turn it over to our panelists, just want to say that we know that as trans people, as non-binary people, as people of color, that our communities were already in crisis before Trump took office. And so we know that this crisis is not new. We also know that our communities have always fought back, that we have a legacy of incredible leadership from Sylvia Rivera to Marsha P. Johnson to the living legend, Miss Major, in whose steps we walk, and that we know how to fight, we know how to keep each other safe, and we know how to build community. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Ilona Turner, TLC's legal director, to talk more about what happened yesterday.
Thanks so much, Chris. And I'm joined by one or two of our colleagues who are on the phone. Do we have Asaf on? Not sure if Asaf has managed to get through, but we also have my colleague Sasha Bookert, our staff attorney and policy counsel. Sasha, are you here?
I am. Thanks, Elena. Hi, everybody. Thanks for
Hi.
joining us.
Yeah. I'm, as Chris said, I'm the legal director at Transgender Law Center, and we take a multidisciplinary approach to the advocacy that we do. But we have one strategy that we use is that we have a team of lawyers that work on cases around the country in court to defend the rights of transgender people, including transgender students. So this is an area that we work in every day and are here to tell you a little bit more about what this means. First of all, Title IX is the federal law that protects all students from discrimination based on sex. And the vast majority of courts over the last 15 years have recognized that discrimination against transgender people is a form of sex discrimination because being transgender is obviously related to your sex and your gender. And one common type of discrimination that we see, unfortunately, is for schools to single out transgender students and say that they can't use the same facilities as everyone else. So a transgender boy can't use the boys' restroom. And that, of course, sends a really terrible, stigmatizing message that this student is so different that they need to be separated from everyone else. And that really denies that student an equal education, just as a practical matter. So courts have found over and over again that to comply with the law, schools have to treat transgender boys like all other boys, and they have to treat transgender girls like all other girls. And this is, for instance, Transgender Law Center is working on a case right now that we won a really important ruling on this issue just this past fall on behalf of our client Ash Whitaker, a transgender boy in Wisconsin. And a district court in Wisconsin ruled in September that his school had to treat him like all other boys and let him use the boys' restroom. Sasha?
Oh, thanks, Elena. Yeah, and so, unfortunately, as we all know, Sometimes there's a huge disconnect between, the law and the lived reality for a lot of folks, the Obama administration did was to, check in with school administrators, across the country and relying, on the case law, the federal case law that already exists. It, sought to address the fact that a lot of the schools, still weren't complying, with their legal obligations. And so the guidance helped them, working with administrators that helped, point folks to policies already in place in school districts in all across the country, that clarify that, school districts need to treat transgender students equally and treat them based on their gender identity when it comes to not just, bathrooms. That's what, the media talks about a lot, but of course we understand that discrimination takes a lot of different forms, like names and pronouns and dress codes and restrooms. And the policies that, are part of the guidance that were issued are, simple and common sense and easy to implement. And right now, as a result of the growing understanding about who trans people are and trans youth are and what the law requires, there's around 40% of the students go to schools that have already adopted these inclusive policies and are doing well and thriving.
Great.
Thanks, Lana.
I think that we might have Asaf. Sorry about the technical challenges here. Asaf, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfect. Asaf, do you want to just introduce yourself really quickly and then maybe go into what happened yesterday?
Sure. So my name is Asaf Orr. I'm the Transgender Youth Project Staff Attorney at the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Like TLC, we are a national legal organization that does a lot of work on behalf of transgender folks. And as you can tell from my title, a lot of my work is on behalf of trans youth. And we are also litigating a case very similar to the one that Alona described in Wisconsin. We're litigating one in Ohio, where we also got a very similar positive ruling from a different judge, essentially saying that the school district had to allow our client to use the girls' restroom consistent with her gender identity. Moving just quickly into what happened yesterday, as many of you have all heard, government officials, particularly Attorney General Sessions and Secretary DeVos, withdrew the May 2016 guidance that Sasha just referenced and really just sent a new letter to schools saying that they don't have an official position anymore on what Title IX means. They made clear that they're not going to be enforcing the guidance that had previously come out, and they won't be enforcing Title IX to mean that transgender students are entitled to equality in school. By rescinding the guidance, they haven't changed what Title IX means in any way. All they've said is that as the federal government, they are not going to be standing up for trans youth anymore. Because they're not doing that, that unfortunately leaves trans students with fewer options, but that doesn't mean they don't have any options. And I think Alona is going to talk about what those options look like and what we are, as organizations, together doing to continue to fight for trans kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is, on a practical level, going to cause real harm. I mean, they are not able to change the law just by, saying what they think the law does or doesn't mean. But this is still going to have real effects. We know that on real students everywhere. Sasha, do you want to go into some of the details about that? Sasha, do we have you? Oh, you may be on mute. Okay, I'll talk about that. So, for example, this is going to cause confusion for schools, absolutely. Some school districts that weren't super clear on what the law was before the guidance was issued last year are now going to be even more confused. And unfortunately, in some places, we're probably going to see schools take advantage of this confusion to roll back their own inclusive policies and even bully and discriminate against transgender students. This is going to embolden people who want to take that kind of approach. And students who face discrimination at their schools are not going to have the help of the U.S. Department of Education the way that they did before. The Department of Education is supposed to be responsible for investigating complaints of discrimination against schools, but it's really not clear what they're going to do if they get those kinds of complaints now. They should still enforce them. You know, that's what their job is. But it sounds like they are saying that they're not going to do that. So that means that, unfortunately, students are going to, their main option is going to be to go to court.
And hey, Alona, this is Sasha. I actually was able to jump back on. Do you mind if I just interject one quick thing?
Yeah.
You know, we are encouraging people, though, to file OCR, which stands for Office of Civil Rights Complaints, with the Department of Education. And, you know, always, always, always feel free to contact Transgender Law Center if you want some assistance in helping to do that. You know, Secretary DeVos has made statements that she's, you know, very concerned about eliminating discrimination and bullying against LGBTQ students. And I think we should, you know, definitely hold her to that. So it's very important that people file those complaints anyway. We aren't certain, you know, how they'll handle them, but we want to make sure that people are filing them. And please contact us for help if you need some help figuring out how to do that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And any student or family with a transgender child who experiences any problems at school after this should absolutely contact our organizations for assistance. And we can help walk you through your options and figure out if going to court is the right thing, or if this might be the kind of case that we can use to sue the Trump administration over this absolutely discriminatory move. And, you know, you can contact the Transgender Law Center, National Center for Lesbian Rights, our colleagues at other organizations like the ACLU or Lambda Legal. There are lots of people here fighting looking for cases. So absolutely reach out and let us know what you're experiencing and we can help you. Asaf, anything you want to add? Any last words?
Sums it up. I mean, I think that just know that we are out here fighting and we'll continue to do that and reach out if you need help.
Thank you.